Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today, we'll be talking about homeschooling with Lauren Leek. Lauren is a native of North Carolina. She graduated from Wingate University with a bachelor's degree in science and communications and public relations. She's an entrepreneur that believes that there is a lesson learned with all your experiences. Lauren owns Bloom Live Consulting. She mentors individuals to reach their very best on conquering their personal goals. She offers motivational speaking, one-on-one coaching, broadcasting and seminars. She has three boys and a child on the way. So welcome, Lauren Leek. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am great. We're excited that you're on to have this discussion about homeschooling. Can you share with our audience just the experience that you have on homeschooling your children?
I think I started out just like everybody else, where I signed up for different curriculums because I was like, oh yeah, this is how you homeschool. But as we went on, I kind of saw that and learned that both of my kids at that time learned differently. I had a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I saw that the curriculum didn't work for both of them. And I needed something that kind of worked for both of them at that time so I wouldn't, be crazy. But once I started to create my own based on their strengths and their weaknesses, homeschool was a breeze for us. And that's something that I tell all of my clients, is to make it yours and figure out what works for your home.
Yeah, and I think that's why we're having this conversation. You need to figure out what works best for your family. If it's public school, if it's charter school, if it's homeschooling, figure out what works for your family. So, one of the first things we want to discuss is, how do we get started if a family is interested in homeschooling their family?
Well, after listening to a lot of burnt out moms about homeschooling, the first thing I definitely recommend is finding someone like me, like myself, where we are homeschool consultants, that we look at the ins and outs and all the laws of your state for you. So we can kind of break it down, because it is a lot of material to cover. And it can cause a lot of confusion if you don't know where to start. So I always, of course, tell them to check out their laws within their state and hire someone who can help you navigate those waters, because you will get intimidated. I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
You'll get intimidated kind of doing it on your own.
So with starting with homeschooling for parents, is there something different that each parent would have to do based on if they're in elementary or middle school or high school?
Yes, based on, their grade level, of course, you have to cover your core subjects. But with elementary school, you're kind of focusing on good citizenship along with core classes. So the one thing that you want to make sure that you have is just kind of like your state's requirements, but also a good program that's going to teach them how to be a great citizen as well. With the middle school, you're going to need to still cover, your core classes. But if you want something a little bit advanced, try to work in like a hybrid program where they can kind of do middle school and high school work, if that's something that you're interested in. And with the high school, I would definitely recommend any core classes that will help them with college or signing up for college.
Great. What advice would you give parents on choosing or, selecting what kind of curricular program for their child? Is there some tips that you can give?
I would definitely say find something that blends with your family and your lifestyle and your learning, how your child learns, because there's a lot of programs out there that are, I'll be honest, they're boring, and it's kind of like just recreating school at home. But that kind of defeats the purpose whenever you need something that caters to your child and to their strengths and their weaknesses. So I definitely recommend you find something that blends with your family and your lifestyle. So maybe something that is online and something where you can print off, you know, their schoolwork as well. But also something that's not like on a timetable to where they are in front of the computer all day long, you know, just kind of hating school because you don't want them to, you know, hate school before it even starts.
Yes. Like you said, every state is different. You know, each state has their own rules and regulations, and that's where you come in to help. Is there any websites that you can give parents to go to? Is there like a national website for homeschooling?
Yes, it's actually the hslda.com, and that is your Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
Okay.
And they have every state under the sun, their laws and regulations. Also, how you would like to homeschool as well. Because I think a lot of people think that when you homeschool, you have to just register with your state and then you're good to go. But, you know, depending on what state you're in, such as like South Carolina, you'll have to register with your state and also find a registered co-op. So that's another step that you take that we wouldn't have to take here in North Carolina or even in Michigan. Yeah. You know, Michigan's laws are a lot like North Carolina's laws, but there again, they have to take the extra step to make sure that they, you know, keep attendance, that they keep all of their records. And the same thing kind of like with North Carolina, but we only have to keep them for a year. And then New York is much, much more strict. So it just really depends on your state.
Well, for newbies, you know, trying to get into homeschooling, I know it can be overwhelming just because you're trying to get everything organized and making sure that you're taking the right steps moving forward to starting. What support groups would you suggest parents get involved in with starting homeschooling? Because they're definitely going to need support.
Well, there are a ton on Facebook, so I definitely recommend that. There's not just one that I can recommend, but I definitely and highly suggest that you find something that's within your city, not just in your state, but within your city, so you can have meetups that you can kind of bounce your ideas off of one another, and the children are able to see those kids often, because one thing that homeschoolers always get is like, how are you socialized? You know, mm-hmm. But, you know, that's one way to do it is to join co-ops within your city and also just kind of make a buddy, like a buddy system. Like if you were at a PTA meeting or something like that, just kind of make friends. So I kind of look at co-ops a lot like PTAs. Mm-hmm. So not just Facebook groups, but those that are in person in your city.
Great. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with Lauren Leake on homeschooling. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. We're having an intriguing conversation regarding homeschooling and we have Lauren Leake with us. So we talked a little bit about, you know, homeschooling and how to get started. Can you give us some organizational tips and tricks for parents on getting started that could be helpful for them?
Oh, for sure. One thing that I tell all of my clients is to get a 5-subject notebook. With the 5-subject notebook, you can keep all of your subjects in one spot as opposed to having a different Singletary notebook for every little thing. Because when you are a homeschool parent, things get all over the house. You know, no matter how organized you are, you know, especially if you have artistic ones in the house, they tend to just grab whatever and start to draw. But if you have like your 5-subject notebook, you can put it up somewhere high. You know, you're not having to keep up with it. Several notebooks. I definitely recommend printing out your school calendar. So if you're able to, you know, take attendance, you kind of can keep track of what days you are doing schoolwork. That goes along with the county that you're in. Also, make it yours. Make your homeschool all about you. Encompass your family. You know, pull everybody in to make it a family affair, because I will say that that's the only way that you're really going to be successful is when everyone is enjoying it and everyone can help. Also, de-school yourself if you are new. And what deschooling is basically taking yourself out of that brick and mortar, you know, mindset of what school is supposed to look like. And once you do that, you kind of alleviate a lot of stress from yourself, because you don't have an expectation of what it's supposed to look like based on, you know, what you've learned over the years or how their school was ran whenever they were in public school. So those are my 5 tips, that I have for any homeschooling family.
That's great. So we're just going to kind of help these parents out and just think about what important things to remember by each kind of school level. We're going to start with elementary students first. So what are some key things to remember for elementary students?
Oh my goodness, keep it fun. I can't stress that enough, because you are laying the foundation of if they are going to love learning or not. So as long as you keep it fun, keep it engaging, you'll be successful. They'll be excited to get up every day. But I won't say that, you know, there's not going to be tears and stuff, because of course there'll be subjects that they don't like. But keep it as fun as possible. Because remember, when they are really, really young, especially like in kindergarten or first grade, they are learning through play. They're learning how to navigate the world through playing. So as long as you're keeping it fun and not just really strict and rigorous, you'll have a great time with elementary school.
Okay, what about middle school? What are some important things to remember?
I will say with middle school, prepare them for writing. A lot of the courses that are geared towards middle school students are writing a lot, like writing their papers or writing where they found their answer and different things like that. So I would say prepare them for writing and the use of heavy computers. Also, if you decide to introduce an extracurricular activity, prepare them for responsibility of having to juggle their workload and their extracurricular load as well. So with middle schoolers, that's more of like, you know, responsible life skills.
Great. What about high schoolers? What are some key things to remember for high schoolers?
With high schoolers, if they are college bound, keep that at the forefront, that you don't want to sign up for courses that aren't going to help them apply for college, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you get a little lost on what they need to know. But that's the time to kind of figure out if they are going to go to a trade school, the military, or even college, and kind of set that course for them. Mm-hmm. So not that you're necessarily wasting your time doing other things, but it will definitely help them in the long run, where they're not having to repeat anything by the time they're done with high school.
Great. With the high school students, there's another question I have, because many schools are now having relationship with community college where they are doing, you know, half a day in public school and then going to take a class within a community college. Is that kind of offered too within homeschooling, where you can kind of do both and a child can get a taste of, if, you know, starting at a community before they really make the jump to, you know, a huge university?
Oh, yes, for sure. I actually did that program myself when I was in high school. It was called the Huskins program whenever I was there. But yes, that is something that high schoolers are able to do, so they can get an idea of the workload that they have. You just have to, of course, just apply through your community college, because I still believe that there is an admissions process to do that. But say if you're almost done with all of your high school credits, then yes, you can reach out to your college, you know, to see if that's something that they offer. And many do, especially online.
Okay, perfect. Well, we also know being at home and doing homeschooling, sometimes you're not getting as much of a social outlet. So can you share just with parents how important it is to find different outlets, social activities for their child to have and be engaged with other students and other people?
Yes, it's extremely important, but it doesn't have to happen in traditional ways. I think that's the number one thing that homeschoolers get a lot, is, you know, what about socialization and stuff? But if you think about it, they're getting socialization through family members. They're getting socialization through, you know, when you go to the grocery store, and if you make that a homeschool field trip of counting, of having to check out, there's your social interaction. There's also a website, it's called OutSchool, and they offer classes where you're able to be in the class with Zoom, like on a Zoom platform, mm-hmm. but with other students as well. And there you're getting socialization. My son, he's a big time gamer, and so he has the mic, and he's able to chat with his cousins. He's able to chat with people all over the world. That's another way to get socialization. And then also, like, we join a lot of pen pal programs as well, with pen pals all over the world. So they're able to see, you know, different things of what's going on all over the world and how kids do homeschool, you know. Mm-hmm. So kids can get it how, you know, in various ways. So it is very important, but don't think that it has to be where they're sitting in a classroom every day or eating with the same people every day. It doesn't have to be like that.
Yes. Well, this has been great. I think we gave a wealth of knowledge. You definitely went into detail about some important tips to parents to help them to start if they're starting, or to think about, you know, this as an option for their families. So through listening to everything, definitely I would say and suggest be creative if this is a choice that you do decide, just to make it fun and, you know, making that interaction with your child if you do choose homeschooling.
Yes.
Can you give us your information to get in contact with for further and additional information to our parents?
Yes, for sure. You can find me at Lauren at bloomlifeconsulting.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Miss Lauren Leek. And then also to feel free to drop me a line at 704-402-4268. You can reach me in various ways, and I'm more than happy to help.
Well, thank you so very much, Lauren Leek. And for those out there, Leek is spelled L-E-A-K, so you know how to get in contact with her. We want to thank our sponsors once again, Gymnast United, Inc., Anchor, Pope Counseling, for supporting this podcast. If you would like to make a donation to our podcast, you may go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United, Inc., or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. Please share this podcast with your friends and family to support us. Thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Have a wonderful day.